Now on the order of third reading, it's Senate Bill 1739. Mr. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 1739, an act concerning gaming. Third reading of the bill.
Senator Link.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 1739 is amended by Senate Amendment 1 and 4 as a gaming expansion package. The vast majority of contents in the bill are similar to previous gaming bills that have passed the General Assembly in the spring of 2011 and 2012. The bill clarifies the Gaming Board has exclusive jurisdiction over gaming activities in the state, and the Gaming Board has authority over the Chicago Casino with its authority over all riverboats or casinos in Illinois, and be more than happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Senator Link. Is there any discussion? Senator Ryder, for what purpose do you rise?
Will the sponsor yield, please, Mr. President?
He indicates that he will yield. Senator Ryder.
Thank you, Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. Senator Link, we had a conversation not long ago in executive committee about some of the new language that's now on Senate Bill 1739 as a result of the most recent amendment, and I want to focus my questions on those changes, and specifically the changes about bans on campaign contributions from people who are involved or may be involved in the gaming industry and entities that have these video machines in their facilities. It's my understanding from what you said in executive committee that an individual business back home, and I think I used the example of Harvey's Bar and Grill, that has five of these machines in their facility, they would be subject, that entity, so the owner of Harvey's Bar and Grill would be subject to the campaign contribution ban, just like the bigger entities that we typically think of on this issue. Is that correct?
Senator Link.
That's correct, Senator. What we did is we got a proposal from the governor, and this is exactly what we put in the governor's proposal.
Senator Ryder.
Okay, Senator, I want to take that a step further now. Another scenario was just suggested to me, and that is the nonprofits like a Knights of Columbus or a VFW that has these machines. Now, obviously, those entities, because they're nonprofits, are not going to be making campaign contributions. But what about the members of their boards? Are they, the person who's the president of the board of the American Legion or VFW Knights of Columbus, are they prohibited campaign donors under this law?
Senator Link.
The license holder is prohibitive. If we need to do some clarification in the House to make sure that this is very clear in these particular situations, I'll be more than happy to work with you and the House sponsor to make sure we make it very clear, but it's the licensee who is the person who is prohibited from contributions.
Senator Ryder.
Just to take that a step further, Senator Link, in a situation where, let's say, the Mattoon VFW has a license, is that license held in the name of the nonprofit entity, or are the board members the actual license holders?
Senator Link.
I have no response in that because I'm not privy to that, but it's whatever name the license is in. So if it's in the Mattoon Moose, then it would prohibit the Moose from giving any contributions to them.
Senator Ryder.
Just as a follow-up, thank you, Mr. President. Senator, thank you for your responses. There is no question there needs to be greater clarity on this issue, because what we don't want is these people back home who have been waiting forever for these machines in their nonprofit facilities to then write a $20 or $50 check to a member of the General Assembly as a campaign contribution, and the next thing you know, someone from the gaming board's knocking on their door saying that was against state law, and by the way, here's the penalty. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion. Senator Murphy, for what purpose do you rise?
Question the sponsor, Mr. President.
Sponsor indicates that he'll yield. Senator Murphy.
Now, Senator, there is no longer any provision in this bill that will fire the gaming board. Is that correct?
Senator Link.
That is correct.
Senator Murphy.
And, in fact, a lot of the gaming board recommendations have been incorporated into the amended version. Is that correct?
Senator Link.
Correct.
Senator Murphy.
To the bill, Mr. President. First, I appreciate the attempts to make this a stronger bill. I particularly appreciate stripping out the legalization of internet gaming, which was something that I had a problem with on the timeline that we had. I appreciate you doing that. This is a somewhat personal issue for me, representing the area where Arlington International Racecourse is. It is a jewel in my district. It is a rather revered institution in our district. It is a facility that the people I represent want to see continue to survive and thrive. And it is a place, frankly, that allows for agriculture and the horse racing industry around the state to put people to work. I tend to focus on those things when I ask the people of this chamber to consider the positives in this bill and encourage an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Murphy. Further discussion? Senator Dillard, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Good afternoon, everyone. Would the sponsor yield for a question, please?
The sponsor indicates that he will yield. Senator Dillard.
Senator Link, how much money from this goes to education funds that apply to the state of Illinois itself?
Senator Link.
All the proceeds after the upfront money, which is for the licensing fee, all of it goes to the educational fund.
Senator Dillard.
So once it's fully implemented, Senator Link, how much money are we talking about?
Senator Link.
The CAGVA report just came out today, and they're estimating $268 million annually.
Senator Dillard.
Thank you. Senator Link, and you know this as well as you've worked on it for a long time, but that number from CAGVA that you just stated, does that include local government money? I'm looking for how much money does this give to public schools in the state of Illinois?
Senator Link.
It says on the report, it says total revenue, $268.9 million.
Senator Dillard.
Thank you. Senator Link, do you have an education assistance fund number?
Senator Link.
It says here on the Education Assistance Fund, $128.7 million.
Senator Dillard.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think that's the real number, and it's obviously probably not as much as I would like, but it's nothing to shake a stick at, so to speak. I have one more question for Senator Link. Senator Link, what do you think, and I know you can't always procrastinate or look into the crystal ball the right way. What is the governor's current position on your legislation? Have you spoken to Governor Quinn?
Senator Link.
As you know, Senator, we had a subject matter hearing in executive a couple weeks ago where we had the gaming board in there, the chairman of the gaming board. We listened to the requests that they had. We enacted almost every one of those requests into this bill. We, as I just stated to a previous speaker, we did the total gift ban of contributions that the governor wanted. I think that we went far and far further to make sure that the governor would be quite happy with this bill. I would hope, and you're right, I don't have a crystal ball to see what he's going to do, but I would hope that he will see this as a huge effort forward and sign the bill.
Senator Dillard.
Thank you. To the bill, Mr. President, and I thank you, Senator Link, for acceding along with the Senate President to some of the wishes of the governor. And I don't always agree with Governor Quinn, but I do always agree with him on this issue that what we've had here is very large, and I think he called it top-heavy. I would encourage Governor Quinn, as I'm sure he will, to live up to what I call the the Quinn Gaming Manifesto and have him scour this to make sure that everything in here is as clean of a result as we can have for the public of Illinois. I'm going to vote for this bill. I don't know what its fate is in the House. But when we did the other large bills, Senator Link and members, my position is the same as Senator Murphy, my colleague. This bill impacts agriculture, our state's largest employer. It's a quarter of all jobs in Illinois. And there is a huge segment of agriculture that is impacted in this particular bill. If it were an industry like we have helped and assisted before, whether it was Navistar in my district, or whether it was to lure the Boeing Corporation's headquarters here from Seattle, we would all be jumping up and down to save several thousand jobs. And that's what we're doing here. These are jobs that are traditionally in areas, and Senator Sullivan, on your side, I think, supported my logic last time, that when they're lost, and these are family farms, and they are family industries, when they're lost, they are very difficult jobs to replace. So I commend you, Senator Link, for acceding to some of the wishes of the governor. If the governor or his staff is listening, keep looking at this thing to make sure that it is as good as it can be, and I side with the governor that less is probably more here. But I rise in support of this, and thank you for your indulgence.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Jacobs, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Question of sponsor.
Sponsor indicates that he will yield. Senator Jacobs.
Senator, can we go over that number one more time? There's a number that we're going to give to the Gaming Board. Could you tell me how much money we're going to give the Illinois Gaming Board?
Senator Link.
An additional $50 million to help enact all of these things that we're about to pass.
Senator Jacobs.
Well, I'm just a little nervous with that number. I have to tell you, I think that currently we have state police on our casinos. We have three per shift. We have three shifts. That's becoming a special place for state police officers to go and retire out of. It's costing us millions of dollars. I would much rather see us make the casinos police themselves and then call the state police if there is a problem. I think that this grab by the gaming board to put $50 million in their pocket when Illinois is having difficulty paying its bills, when I'm having to cut money for education, I think we really need to take a look at that, Senator. Also, Senator, could we talk a little bit about slots at airports?
Senator Jacobs?
Which communities will get slots at their airports?
Senator Link?
Chicago at O'Hara and Midway have an option of using some of the Chicago slots to be at a private club and those two airports, but it would be taken out of their allotment of 4,000 positions, and it would not be table games. It would only be slots that they would be allowed to use.
Senator Jacobs.
I think that's problematic because, look, either we're pregnant or we're not, and this kind of half-pregnant where Chicago can have slot machines in their airports, but places like Rockford and Moline airports that are just as productive and provide just as much help to the state are banned from that. I'm going to vote for your bill. I was in the room in 1990 when Mayor Daley said that he didn't want Chicago gambling in his city. I thought that was one of the silliest things I ever heard anyone say. I wish this was a Chicago-only bill, because I'd be much more comfortable voting for it. And I think what you've done is you've melded down this bill. You've done an excellent job. Everybody gets something. Everybody's going to get a little something. And that's fine. But we ought to be voting on the merits of a bill, on whether it's good for Illinois, whether it creates jobs. I think this bill is too top-heavy with government oversight, government regulation. We should be moving towards the model that's set up in Las Vegas and away from the model that's set up in Atlantic City, which we're moving towards. But I know you have to do what you have to do. And I also know that this bill is going to come back to us. And I hope that we recognize it because I highly doubt that we will.
Senator Link to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I want to thank my colleagues for the insightful questions that they had and concerns. This is a bill that we've come a long ways on agreement to. We've put a lot of stringent requirements in this bill to make sure the honesty and safety of gaming in this state is far beyond any state in the United States. We've made sure that integrity is in this bill. I think, and you know, as one of my colleagues said about this is saving thousands of jobs, it not only will save thousands of jobs, it will create thousands of jobs, and it will help our educational system for the future. I would ask for an affirmative vote.
Thank you, Senator Link. The question is, shall Senate Bill 1739 pass? All those in favor will vote aye. Opposed, nay. The voting is open. Have all voted who wish? Have all voted who wish? Have all voted who wish? Take the record on that question. There are 32 voting aye, 20 voting no, 1 voting present. Senate Bill 1739, having received the required constitutional majority, is declared passed.